The United Nations says that more than 13 million children in Africa have been orphaned by AIDS. By the year 2010, that number could grow to 40 million. In countries like the United States, advanced treatments have brought a much better quality of life to AIDS patients. The U.S. spends nearly $10 billion a year on treatment and research. But in the whole continent of Africa, just $169 million have been spent. Anyone there who contracts AIDS will likely die. And that means that not only will an entire generation of African children grow up with a damaged social structure, but the entire continent could be destabilized. Toni Radler is with the Christian Children's Fund. She recently visited several African countries and saw the effects of AIDS. She joins us now from Richmond, Virginia. Ms. Radler, tell us which African countries you visited and describe what you saw.
The two African countries I visited were Uganda and Kenya. And I visited a girl who is 10, who was taking care of her mother, who was totally bedridden with AIDS, and in fact, in the last days of her life. Her father had died a couple of years before, and this 10-year-old girl was waking up, I asked her to go through her day with me. And on Saturday morning, she had woken up at 5 and fetched water, and she had then come in and fetched wood, and then she had fixed breakfast, then she had bathed her mother, then she had gotten her brother ready for the day, and then she had fixed lunch. And her day was a series of tasks that most adults really just couldn't do.
And how many situations like this did you see?
Maybe about a dozen. We basically ran out of time. Our staff wasn't scouring in the countryside to look for the most unique cases. They are just part of what's happening in Africa today.
You know, when I said in the introduction that it's possible that an entire generation of African children could grow up with a damaged social structure, that's a very abstract concept. But what does that mean, really?
Well, basically, what seems to be happening in Africa especially is that the economic stratus of the whole country has been turned back to maybe the 1950s. One of the families I visited, the father had died first. He was a policeman. The mother then next died, and she was a nurse. So here you have the cream of the crop of your middle class dying, and I think that's what's happening very typically throughout Africa, is that some of the cream of the crop of this rising middle class is dying of AIDS. And that's just incredible to me, and something I don't think we can let happen. But we're educating people in the community about AIDS. There are youth groups that are putting on plays in public squares and so on to show their peers about AIDS, very frank plays about AIDS. Also, how to care for your loved ones who have AIDS.
Is that the best tool, do you think, to fight this problem in Africa, education, or are there other things that need to be done?
Lisa, I'm not an expert on AIDS. I don't know. But education is certainly the primary tool that we have, because people need to change their behavior. Risky sex will endanger themselves and their families. So I think that education is the tool.
But do you need money for that? I mean, besides volunteer organizations or humanitarian organizations who are just going to take it upon themselves to go and educate people in foreign countries, is money required?
Yeah, I think that people in America, and what I'm hoping is that if they get to know the children that are suffering as a result of losing their parents to AIDS, that they won't just see the statistic of, you know, so many million orphans and that kind of thing, but instead they'll realize that just by helping one child, that they can make a huge difference. The average annual income in countries like Kenya and Uganda is $300 a year. That was what most of us got back on our income tax refunds that the government gave back this year. Think of what you can do with $300 in a country where the average annual income is $300. With a little bit of help from people in the United States, they can do so much.
Toni Radler is with the Christian Children's Fund. She joined us from Richmond, Virginia. Thank you, Ms. Radler.
Thank you.